Ignorante Yoima Sucus.
Aga Sucus. We have two very choshuv mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, because of the choshuvus, not mitzvahs that just falls into the lap of Klal Yisrael, Bechinah. Have to have a shoyrish, have to have a mekoyer, a source. Why was Klal Yisrael zeicha to these mitzvahs? The two mitzvahs that I'm referring to, first is mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah, sitting in a sukkah, which is the first mitzvah which comes to hand on sukkahs. The Arba Minyan comes later. Mrs. Yeshiva Sukkah is Vaisdois, seems to be not just one of the Taryag mitzvahs. It seems to be far more than that. In the Piyutim, in the second day of Sukkahs, the Paitan writes, Bal tehi mitzvahs Sukkah beinech o kalo. Don't treat the mitzvah of Sukkah lightly. Ki keneged kol mitzvahs das kechukoseho shkulo. The mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah is shokul, is equal to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Now the mekoyer of that paitan is not known. It's not the Maimon Chazal that anybody knows where it is. You know, Shabbos is shkulo kol mitzvahs, Tzitzis is shkulo kol mitzvahs. The Yeshiva Sukkah Shkula Kala Mitzvahs, where that is and where that comes from, nobody knows. Oh, but the Paitan writes it. The second mitzvah that we've got is the mitzvah of Arba Minim. Arba Minim is also a very choshev mitzvah, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Daf Lamed. Daf Lamed Hey, Berach. But the mitzvah of Arba Minim is Giro Be'eino the Sitna. It's something which we can use to ward off the Yetzirah of the Sotan. Says Rashi, because the Sotan sees that he cannot be monatic, he can't draw Klal Yisrael away from Mitzvahs. So it's a mogging against the Sotan. So we've got these two choshev mitzvahs that we have on Sukkahs. And as I said at the beginning, such mitzvahs are not mitzvahs that just fall into Klal Yisrael without a reason, without a shoyrish. Someone asked, look to Chazal, where do these mitzvahs come from? In whose chus did we receive these mitzvahs? The Medrash Rabbah at the beginning of Parshas Vayero, the Chazal say the following, when Avraham Avinu brought in his three guests, he said to them, V'hisho'anu tachas oitz, rest underneath a tree. This is the Medrash, at the beginning of Ayera, Chayecho, the Rebbeinu said to him, in the Schus, if you said, V'hisho'anu tachas oitz, Chayecho shani poirea levonecho v'sukus teishu shivas yom. In the Schus, of you asking these guests to sit and to rest, and to be sheltered underneath a tree, I'll give you also a mitzvah, which involves trees, foliage, basukas, teishu shivasya. But it's a bit of a difficult chazal to understand. Tzad ha-shovash behem leaves. A sukkah doesn't even need leaves. A sukkah can be made of straw, doesn't need to be tree leaves. The schus of Yishanu Tachas Oetz gave Klal Yisrael the mitzvah basukas teishu shivasya. Likewise in Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra, we find when it comes to Arba Minim, Medrash says, Pri Eitz Hodor Ze Avraham. Again, Avraham Avinu is involved. Pri Eitz Hodor, which is the Mufchar of the Arba Minim, this is Avraham. Mekusha, it's linked with, it's connected with Avraham Avinu. So we have the two mitzvahs, Yeshiva Sukkah, in Arba Minim, the Yisoy, the Mufchar of Arba Minim, the Esrik, all b'schus of Avraham Avinu. One has to know and try and find out if one can, what is the particular connection between Yeshiva Sukkah, Alba Minim, represented by the Esrog, what's it got to do with Dafke with Avraham Avinu? When one examines the life of Avraham Avinu, as far as the Torah records it, we see two particular outstanding attributes in the life of Avraham, which on the surface are totally unconnected. Avraham Avinu was the Rosh HaMaminim. He was the first one that brought the Emunah of Metzius Hashem, Hashgochas Hashem, into the Bria. He was the one who went round, whether he recognized the Kodesh Baruch at the age of 3 or at the age of 40, the Midrashim Chalukis. Avraham Avinu was the one who was Ma'am Emunah Shleimah, that there was a Boyri Oilam, the Rebbein Shem created the world. And once the Rebbein Shem created the world, he looks after the world. Nobody creates a Bria and then is mafkari to the Bria. He looks after it. So he's Mashgiach in the Bria, created the Bria. And Avraham, that was Avraham Avinu's message to the whole of the world, as far as he could spread it. And he was prepared to die for that message. We would cast him, danger himself with Aish. Mombo Babasa Tzadik Aleph says that he sat 10 years in prison for his beliefs. He fought the whole world in his belief as there is a Tzir, there's a Boyri Oilam, there's a Bala Bira, there's a Manigabriya, there's somebody looking, creating the world and looking after the world. So that was his message to mankind, was the message of the Dari Boynishm after that. Emunah. We find another trait of character of Avraham Avinu. Chesed l'Avraham. Avraham Avinu was the Amud HaChesed. All over the world he set up, say Chazal, he set up Eishel, he set up hotels of people, wayfarers with which they have to sleep. It's not his ochi. His Chesed had no gvul. 3 people, wanderers, Ovdei Avodah Zarah, should come to his house and he should shecht 3 behemoths to provide them with 3 tongues with mustard. Just as Lord Yehuman Ki Supra Zav Min Hafroze. For the sake of people, Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Gornish. He never saw them and never will see them again. Gornish. Mention that best. You see, probably bread and water. Abba, come guess, come mention that. Help him mention. The Shoinus Mechalik. It's a Psalmusab which we've got. Haven't got even for ourselves. Never mind for other people. It's Amud HaChesed. It's Avraham Avinu was a pillar of Emunah. And Avraham Avinu was a pillar of Chesed. Those are the two b'chinas, the two attributes and qualities that one finds by Avraham Avinu. Again, l'chuda, there are no shaykhs one with the other. This is Chesed and Savonis. It's a b'chinza. But it seems to be that they are connected. In the Haftorah quotes, and Haftorah, this Lech Lecho, Vayera, I'm not sure, quotes the Pasuk in Yishai. Mi heir mi mizrach tzedek, Yikra'ehu l'raglo. It's a pasuk in Yishai, capital Memala. It says Rashi. Mi heir is Avraham. Who woke Avraham up? L'havil me Aram, to bring him from Aram, shehu b'mizrach. V'tzedek shehoye oise. He hoisa l'kras raglo v'chol ha'sholach. The tzedek that he used to perform, that brought him to go all over the place wherever he went. Is the Novi, is Mekasha, connects the tzedek, the tzedokas, the chesed that Avraham Avinu used to do, with the fact that he went everywhere and was machris and amunah v'kodesh boch. So there seems to be that there is a link between the maisa chasodim that Avraham Avinu did and the spreading of the Yidir of Emunah, that there's a Boyri Oilam and a Manik Abri. One has to try and find out what the connection is. You probably have seen, if you haven't, you should see, a mimer of a Goyin of Echonim Vassaman, Zichroi Livroche. At the end of the Sefer, Kovitz Ha'orus on Yivomis, this was the one that I saw. I don't know whether nowadays they print it differently. But the old Kovus Ordus, a new Romus, had at the back of the Sefer, Maimore Agodus of Rabbi Chonavas, in which he spoke on Agoda de Kinyonim in Shas. And the first Maimer is a Maimer on Emunah. He talks about Emunah. And in this Maimer, Rabbi Chonan raises one or two very pertinent, very valid points. One of the things that Rabbi Chonan asks is the following. A child, as soon as he's bar mitzvah, he's mechuyev al some tariag mitzvahs to be maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chiv on a kid, yud, one of the tariag mitzvahs. Maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bori oylem amane gabri. How can it be, he says, that one asks of a child, a 13-year-old child, something which the greatest chachomim in the Bria, some of them, were machish. The greatest philosophers. The Rambam had the highest respect for Aristotle. He said he was the greatest chacham, a degree less than nevuah, less than ruach hakodesh. Zankop is ben mishunedik. And the Rambam was ma'arech Aristotle. And Aristotle was an apikoyos. Although there is a sefer Rachmei Av which says at the end of his life he changed and became a maimon. Oh, but so long as the Rambam knew him was an apikoyos. If you're asking of a child, 30 years old, to come to a conclusion which the greatest Bali Seichel in the Bria didn't agree with. And he can't understand. Another question which he raises is, you find in the Torah, in Chazal Darsh and the Pasuk, Lois Suru Achri Levavchem Zuminus. Apikos. Lois Suru Achri Levavchem. Beit HaBchonon, normally one understands that Minus, Apikosus, stems from a warped mind. A person whose thinking is not correct, whose beliefs are not correct, which is the mocking of beliefs and thinking, is the Moyach. What's it got to do with the leif? What's minus got to do with the leif? Another question which Rabbi Chonan doesn't ask, which is along the same lines. In Tehillim we have a pasuk: Omar hanovol b'liboy ein elokim. I think it's capital Yud or capital Yud Dalit in Tehillim. Omar hanovol b'liboy ein elokim. A manuvel says in his heart, ain't a lakim. That we know a manuvel is a word which is used for somebody, a baltaiva. Persons of mushkes. Believe boy, ain't a lakim. What's that baltaiva to tell me, ain't a lakim? Ain't a lakim is the habikosis. Habikosis is a fakrochna moyach. Oma hanovel, a manuvel. What's manuvel got to do with habikosis? So Rabbi Chonan is Masbir, and Bemis, although Rabbi Chonan says it, k'mat all G'dayli Yisrael say it. And Bemis, the Shoinish, I think, of the first one who said it was in the Rishoinin of Sadiq Goyen. Although Rabbi Chonan doesn't quote Rabbi Sadiq Goyen. But Rabbi Sadiq Goyen writes in his Sefer Emunah V'Deis, he writes the following: Kol ikro shel kfira noivas minida shel prikas oyu. The shoyrish of kfira comes from somebody who wants to throw overboard all the mitzvahs. In other words, kfira doesn't start with the head. Kfira starts elsewhere. It starts from somebody who's a poyrik oil, who doesn't want to keep mitzvahs. That's what Sadyagon says. And with the words of Rabbi Chonan, as Rabbi Chonan is Masbir in this Maimer, one can understand exactly what he means. Rabbi Chonan says, the emes is Emunah in the Ribbono Shalom. The Ribbono Shalom created the world and looks after the world, is Adova Poshet Me'oid. Anybody who looks at the Bria, the whole symmetry of the Bria, the detail of the Bria, the beauty of the Bria, the moon, the sun, the constellations, everything moves in a particular axis, a particular derech, the whole Bria, everything that grows in the Bria, everything in the Bria, Hashemayim Mesapim Kvoidoi. every Baal Seichel who has got a mashu of grey matter in his head. That can happen by itself. All these type of things. Since Shaykhaz Azach. May anybody who goes who approaches it objectively to say, was this created by somebody? I thought it was created by somebody. It can't be created by itself. The famous marshal of the Chavis Alvobis, writes there that somebody once came to an Apikoidus, once came to Chavis Alvobis. So Chavis Alvobis took out a beautifully written letter on parchment. And he said, "Do you like this writing?" The man says, "Beautiful. Who wrote it?" I said, "It wasn't written by anybody. It was a piece of parchment which was next to a bottle of ink. The ink spilled, and the ink went over the parchment, and this is the result." So I said, "That's an Africa. Cannot be such beauty, such shame cut. It's Kenyan. How could it be?" The kashas are good to kasha. The telus is the same as the bria. It cannot possibly be so the Chavis Alvobis, as our shenkite, such protim, such diktuk, such air of a bria, everything works in the skenizan as that by itself. Skenizan. A human body. Sorry, Elzalikim. Our person looks at the human body, he looks inside how everything works, how everything functions. Somebody would show you a most intricate machine. Made up of different hundreds of different parts and all functioning, working together. Who made that machine? That machine happened by itself. So anybody called Baal Badas, anybody who's got a minimum of seichel, will recognize that if you've got a bria, there's a boire, there's somebody, a yitzira, there's a yoitzer, somebody who's created the power. You can't see, but there is a power which is created. And once the Rebbeinu created the world, the Rebbeinu should have just given the world away, not look after the world, not take any interest in the world. The person makes his arm and you see it, and he's mafkin it, doesn't care what happens to it. There's Kenish on it. So it's da boire, it's da manik, it's a dover poshet, kebe bekutre. These things can't happen by themselves. And it's Bemis, the interesting Ramban, at the beginning of Bereshis, as the Kasha, the Rashi quotes him, Chazal, right, the very first Rashi in the beginning of Galatians. Rashi says, Omer of Yitzchak. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, the Torah should not have begun with Galatians. The Torah should have begun with Achodish as Elohim, which is the first mitzvah which was given to Klal Yisrael. He could have left out Galatians. In fact, man, how can you leave out Galatians? Galatians tells you that the Rabbi Yitzchak created the world. You can leave out as Ashtikl. They don't force him. You could leave out as Ashtikl. Because you don't need it to be written in the Torah. A person would have arrived at the same conclusion if it wouldn't be written in the Torah. Skenis anam. Simcha Zissel used to say, anybody who says as in Shtok and Boire Oilam, you should put him in a zoo with the animals. Ibn Ezra asks a question, we say, Anoicha Hashem Lekecha, the Pasuk says, Anoicha Hashem Lekecha, Hashem Hotzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Why doesn't the Torah say it? Anoich Hashem Lekecha Sheborosi Shemayim Oretz. Frank the Rabbi Ben Ezra. Tell us, I don't need the Torah to say Anoich Hashem Lekecha Sheborosi Shemayim Oretz. Give a cook of the Bria. I know there's a boy oil. Hashem Tzisich Meretz Mitzrayim. There were people who believed in Klal Yisrael that all the Nisim and the flowers of Mitzrayim was the work of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ere Gavan Akhent Abamachashev. Yeah, he could do all these things. So there were people who thought that Efshem Moshe Rabbeinu brought about all the Nisim boys. Don't have seen Hashem Adoich Mitzvah Sichem Es Mitzrayim. Aber Aparos Yishmai Vohoret. Shkav Im Mitzvah Kizani Aparos Yishmai. Oh, the body. So the Bukhanan. So that was Poshit Mo'oid. So that Boire. So that Manik in the Bria. It's Ken Zani. So how is it, he says, that so many great minds have not come to that simple conclusion? We have to get this on. The Adova Poshet, and Aristotle helps out with stuff. We can't do it. So, B'chonon, the Klal in the Torah is Megala to us, Achok Ateva. The Chok Ateva is, Lo Sikach Shoichat, Ki Ashoichet Ye'aver Eineichachot. Which means, that you can be the biggest chacham, you can have something in fruit of you which is irrefutable, but if you take shoychat, that will cause you that you won't even recognize a double poshut and an emes tikva. Why? Because shoychat is ma'aver einei chachamis. You can't even the chachamis. And a vayster is it's making it how much shoychat you take. Al pi halacha, if a person takes a prute, it's a shoychat. And if Moshe Rabbeinu, the Adon HaNaviim, the heiligste Yid, was a gven of the world, if Moshe Rabbeinu would take a prute, he'd not be able to bask in the din Torah. He takes from one of the parties, also. As he stated in the Torah. Lo zikach shoychat, ki ha-shoychat ye'aver einei chacham. Once a person's got a negia for one particular side, then that negir, the rotzen to fulfill that negir, will completely be mashpir on his echel. He will not be able to think straight. And you can't be machishat or something. And those who've learned, you remember the Gemara, the end of Ksuba says, Niflois, but mamish. Gemara relates to Nashar and Chamzal Bishmoel. He had a gardener who used to bring him every Friday, used to bring him fruit from Rabbi Shmoel's garden. One day this gardener had a din Torah, which took place on Thursday, and therefore he had to bring the on a Friday, so he had to bring the fruit a day earlier, because it was convenient for him. So he brought the fruit a day earlier. No, a fruit a day earlier. So Rabbi Shmuel had a little bit of a know that his fruit was brought a little bit earlier. He said to him, why are you bringing it earlier? He says, I've got a din Torah today. Rabbi Shmuel didn't want to take the fruit. Nevertheless, at the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel went to the Beis Mishpat, where the Din Torah was taking place, and he was standing outside, listening to the two Bali Devorim, one of them is gardener, and he's saying to himself, I hope he times this, because if he times like that, he'll win. And I glanced at tight at the Gedet, and I looked at him and said, what's smitten me? Why am I so much inclined? Because the person brought me my fruit a day earlier, and brought me a little bit of Hanoah, which I didn't even accept the Hanoah. I'm already thinking for him, for his side, and I'm blind to the other side. I hope he turns the lane, I hope he turns the lane. Somebody came along and wiped something off his shoulder. He said, I go to tell you, up Simla Khaladina. I can't pass the dinner anymore. You've brushed off my shoulder, you've taken off them. So I'm just dwelling machine. It blinds me to the truth. You can have the truth staring you in the face to make it mezetas. So to Bchanan, there is no greater shoychat that a man can have. If a person wants to live in a hefketike oifen, he wants to be able to enjoy himself all time of shivoyu. But a person can't do that, to enjoy all time of shivoyu, forbidden times, forbidden fruit, will it? How what? So that I've witnessed them. You'll have to give them a cheshbon. So that I get them. I can't do it. If a person wants to live a oilam hefke abda behefke the negele, so the result is he says, no, where's Zoksa that I've witnessed them? Where's Zoksa that I get them? What's up a chesed from there? Why shouldn't I be able to do what I like, live as I like, behave as I like? What's that for me? Oh God, I don't understand God. With our God, who is our Gehenna, we can prove it. So the Bechonon, a person who wants to indulge in taivas without having the pricks of conscience, without being worried of the future, without being afraid of what the consequences of his actions, the first thing that happens is that creates a shittin, is ma'avir einei chachomim, and he doesn't see the truth, and he doesn't recognize the Rabbi Re'olim, he doesn't recognize the Zahashgoch and the Bria, else is hefka. And that is a consequence of wanting to live of the shoychat. There's no greater shoychat than taivus. The taivus of an individual is meshacha the person to the extent that in order to be able to indulge in taivus, the result has to be, I've got nothing to worry about. Al tidak, was in shdokin the boynish and behos meilam. Can you do Aristotle, great as he was, live like a behemoth? Mamish mit behemoth. Others nicht demanden in Beis HaKnesses, aber the so-called philosopher of our time, he writes a biography. Er schämt sich nicht. The Gresh, the cop mentioned our time. A goy. And he writes in the book, the Yerid Gilet, Ergiv Yabem. How's that copstick? If a person wants to indulge in tivers, their shoychet is meshachet him to the extent as he's got nothing to worry about the future. At the end of his life, and he's talking to Meches, and he's talking to Boyerus Agonist. That's the shoychet of the Lekicha shoychet, which is Ma'aver Einei Chacham. It's Gechenik, it's Ver the Chacham, the greatest Chacham in the world. Lahavdi Ben Tumal Tara, Afila Moshe Rabbeinu. It is a Kebchonan. Question which he asked, how can you expect of a child of Yud Gimu, 13 years old, to come to a belief which Aristotle and all the philosophers didn't come to? But it was a child, a child who wakes up and looks on the Bria and come to the obvious conclusion. Vada, that can't happen by itself. Vada started burning after, but skin is unhandled. Either the others didn't, is because the others also had the Seichel. But the others came Balik Taiva. And the Taiva was Meshach them to live the way of life they did without having to worry of the consequences. Is that was Ma'avah Reya Chachomim that became Chachom. Of Emunah Pshuta? I thought you can ask of a child with a Pshuta. That you have to watch the child, that the child doesn't become a Bal Taiva, that the child doesn't read things which is going to be Mekakal Emunah. Of Emunah per se is something which you can ask of a child you would give him. But this is that other portion called Bal Bedasa, the Seichel of Emunah and Abunishim. That's what Reb Sadia Gaon meant when he said, Kol Ikra Shel Kvira Noivas Mimida Shel Prikas Oil. A person wants to be poiric oil, wants to live a hefnik eleven, do whatever he wants without worrying about the consequences. Bet alakoy. Zachazal in Sanhedrin. On Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel, Lo yovdu Yisrael avu yizora, ele kedei lahatir lehem arois. Yidin saved avu yizora, in order to have a head of arois, this has, so long as they're a boy in Jerusalem, we can't indulge in arois. I said, don't you give me a shalom, come here, doesn't arois. Lo yovdu Yisrael avu yizora, ele kedei lahatir lehem arois. Hey, Vazoi, this is Suru Ache Levavche, so Minus. Minus doesn't start with the head. If you'd leave it to the head, I mentioned in Zayin Kin Min, Kinapikos. Minus starts in the lave. The lave is the Makoira Taiva. And if a person allows his heart, which is the Makoira Taiva, to take over, that brings through to Minus. And this is Suru Ache Levavche, so Minus. The Minus is not Tzadasech. The Seichel would understand, would be massing up in Shalom. However, the lave is a lave of Misave, of Taida, of Chemdes. From that is the consequence of that leads to means. Omar Anovel the Liboy, there was a maneuver, wants to live a life of a maneuver, Zotayna Lakim, Zotayna Lakim, Zotayna Lakim. Why? Because if there's a Rabbi Nishalom, then I can't indulge in my Nivolis. I can't live like that. The Yodim Vechashim, I'll pay for it later. Omar our novel believer, ain't it a kim? So exactly. Is it a minus the apikosus starts from the lave, starts from the time, starts from the wallet. That's where it comes. The song Aduchei Vazoi by Avraham Avinu. It was a muiritike maimin in the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The same time we said we find Avraham Avinu was a muiritike bal chesed. A person who is a Baal Chesed is a person who doesn't live for himself. As you should see it in sich. Avraham Avinu did not live for himself. He had no self-interest whatsoever. Nothing mattered to him about himself. Only thing he was concerned about was to help other people. His whole shikifra in life of Chesed, doing for other people, meant that he didn't indulge in himself in anything. He didn't care. I feel if the Gemara says he wasn't even stuck in his own wife. I feel if the day he stuck in. He didn't even look at his own wife. He's getting the shot. It's a loving yenem. A person whose whole life thinks only about other people. And that's his whole she'ifah in life to help other people. Myself, he himself is an individual, doesn't exist. They mentioned Shkibal Taiva. They mentioned wisdom of Taiva. Taiva is something a person wants to indulge himself in his own life. But a person not interested in himself. He himself doesn't care for himself whatsoever. His whole life is geared to helping other people. Even Gornish, stop helping him. That type of person, Betnish can buy time. Oh, you can time for sich. There's no time for time for sich. Yeah, it's not making him. Showing his heart, all for him, for sich Gornish. Even his own wife he didn't even recognize. Is that type of person who's got a sheaf of a chesed, who lives only for the people and not for himself. It's for him, he hasn't got the taibus which is going to be mishachet to say, oh, there's no taibus for sich. A let nish for sich. A let doch the yen. A person who doesn't live for himself lives so the people, that person's got no shaychet, shaychet of taibus to be ma'avir and echachomim. He will say, azetach them emes with abihiris. I've understood the way there's nothing to stop me seeing it. It's clear. I've got no shaychet of taibus for myself. Come to Chorus, those two midas of Avraham Avinu, the midah of Chesed and the midah of Emunah, they are intertwined. His behiris in Emunah and Rebbeinu Shalom was so clear. Why? Because he had no shoychet of taivus for himself. He didn't live for himself. For himself, he didn't exist. His whole nishvam, not for him. Not for him. The cancer will. Come to Chorus, a person who hasn't got the shoychet of taivus atzmai, his behiris, his clarity in seeing Rebbeinu Shalom, is greater than anybody else's. The male of the Avraham Avinu, the Baal Chesed, it is the mensch was Gaitarum and Machris and the Munna and the Bria. So they're not two separate beginners. One is intertwined with the other. If so, we can come back to the two mitzvahs which we began. Both of them, say Chazal, the Shoedish was Avraham Avinu. The first is Yeshiva Sukkah. Where's the Makor of Yeshiva Sukkah? He shoanu tachas oed. Heaven's Ramban is Moir, it's a modern zach. It comes guests to your house, it's a brunner dick at all. You can't manage, the heat is unbearable. So why didn't he ask him to come inside the tent? And outside, it's nice outside. And if it's fresh outside, I'm a spread of heat. Oh, he shoanu tachas, come in the oil, come in my heel. I've a bit of shield from the heat outside. And this is Nishgima. The Ramban is Moir. But the pshat is, as you know, Avraham Avinu's chesed was not just a physical chesed. He did a chesed ruchni. He lived for the idea of promoting emunah in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And whenever he had an opportunity, and particularly these three people, who is choshed they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Rabbi gave them water to wash the dust which they served their feet. He said, Chodei Avodah Zarah. Sit underneath the tree. Was it the tree to turn with Amunah and Rebbeinu Shalom? So the Gemara in Shabbos. The one in Shabbos, the Lamed Aleph, says the following. Go, quotes a Pasuk in Yishai. Pasuk writes, Amunah, V'hoyo Amunah Sitecho, Choysin Yeshuas, Chochmas V'das. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, that each one of those words relates to a Seder Lemishnais. Itecha is Moed, and right. What is Emunah? Is Zeroim. The Moed says Emunah is Zeroim. Seder Zeroim. Says Toysus. Why is Emunah Seder Zeroim? The Toysus B'Shem Adushalmi. Mi Shemamin B'chayo Ilomim V'Zoirea. A person who plants things in the ground, he becomes a maimin and a chayelom. Because anything that grows, from that you can learn emunah. A person works in the ground, tills the ground, takes a seed, he puts a seed in the ground, as soon as he puts the seed in the ground, for a short while, vetus fafoit. Vetus fafoit. So what's going to grow from that? It's vaccine. So that is in the world. Because I named a fafoit to garin, and gives it matzmiach, Yeshua's given a kind of tzmicha, from a fafoit to safax. And however much the person works, unless the Rebbeinu Shalom sends Gesim in Hashemayim, set them going yourself and level the rick. So therefore says the Yushalmi, that that's what state in Emunah Zuzroim, because people who are over Oisik in Zroim, and things that grow, from that they will learn Emunah in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Meir Avraham Avinu was always on the lookout for an opportunity of teaching people Emunah, particularly Ovdei Avodah Zarah, V'yishonu tachas oetz, zitzum to their boim, zitz, und betracht den Bäum. Ja, seht gewachsen den Bäum. If a person is mamik in the yonim of Zeroyim, he comes to a moon of Akkadosh Baruch Hu. It didn't take him yonim to the tent, and in the tent, you can't teach him that lesson. Aber wie schon nur tachas eis, kann man ja auch sein. Now Meir says that the Bäum ist in Zim. Ah, you are told this wie schon nur tachas eis, not just because it's got leaves. They're your leaves. A sukkah doesn't need leaves. Aber you taught people in Mune. Hey, was there, I'll give you a mitzvah by sukkahs teishu shivas yomim. Was the mitzvah by sukkahs teishu shivas yomim. Chazal, she had in Zohar Beike, das ist Zile dem Nusse. When a person goes out of the security of his house, and he sits in a flimsy sukkah, and he throws himself, so to speak, on the chesed of the Rebbein Shem Tachat Skim, and dort lernt er sich, not the walls are your security, it's not the roof which is security. He says, the Rebbein is you, which you can see through the leaves of your sukkah, Ekut Tachma. In my mail, the sukkah is a place where one learns, and Mulan Rebbein Shalom, Al Tzile Dehem Nusa. And it's not by chance. The word Elon, tree, and the word sukkah have exactly the same gematria of 91. The Elon, from the Elon, from the Muna, and the sukkah teaches Klavius of the Muna. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, you taught these Avivdei Avodah Zorah, Mishran Utachas Ha'etz, does it say Muna in the Rebbeinu Shalom, Muna does Roim? It was there, I'll give the Klavius of the mitzvah of Basukas Teshu, does it say a mitzvah from a Muna of learning to be Ma'amin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to look through the sky and see that the Rebbeinu Shalom looking after. This is a mitzvah. Is Memeil in the Schus, is a Muna that you talk like so, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave her the mitzvah of Sukkot Teshu. Then comes the second mitzvah. The second mitzvah is Arba Minim. Muvah Yeshiva Arba Minim. Das ist Pri Eitz Chodah. Chazal state, Ki Yadua, that her Esrik is Doim Lelev. Doim Lelev. The tzura, the shape of an essence, is like the lev. Avram Avinu ad gehat al lev muhuder. What's it, the lev? The lev of the Mekoyim from Tivus. But Avram Avinu nish gevesen kim Tivus. Zayn lev they go in a pre eight order. And the ganze koyach have been mefasim and am behinis and emune all took place while ad gehat al lev, which had no Tivus. His time was only for Yenim, for sich garnished. A gat a lay was a given a pre-Eitzhoda. Unflecken, unconverted, nothing. His heart was pure. It wasn't dry, and Esau, you know, Esau Yavish took it. A gat a lay was a full mitmiss. Just a given the lay from Avraham Avinu, which he was also called Yomov, Hartzik a mensch, health and Yenim mensch. You were Oisik in Chesed, you had a lave toiv, a lave which had no tivers. The only the tiver is to help other people, not for yourself whatsoever, and that helped you in coming to your behiras of Emunah. There was no shaykhid of tivers to take away the behiras of Emunah. Anyway, I'll give you another mitzvah, the mitzvah of Esrik, of Pri'etz Hodor, this is Eich, Kineget Avram Avinu. Because those two attributes of Chesed, which stems from a lev toiv, and the emunah, those were repaid to Klal Yisrael with those two mitzvahs of an esrik, keneged a lev, and of a sukkah, keneged emunah. Because those are the two koiches of Avraham Avinu, they are two separate mitzvahs. But we see from Avraham Avinu's life, they were intertwined together, and Meila the Rebbeinu Shem gave us those two mitzvahs in the schus of Avraham Avinu and his avoider on sukkahs to be able to enjoy those two mitzvahs and learn out the limud. It can sein, there are other pshatim, basically. That's a pshat which occurred to me, in which Lechura would link the two mitzvahs together and why both of them came to Klal Yisrael in the schus of Avraham Avinu, who had those particular bechinas and attributes and used them throughout his life.